of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Friday, December 2nd, 2022. I am Lou, with the American branch of PNN. What's the show going to be today? First, we'll dip into Poll News Central briefly to talk about Kanye West's deal with Parler being off. Then, Christian nationalism has zero room for anti-Semitism. We need to reject these views by putting all of our support behind Donald Trump. This one's for Salt. It's Mommy Marjorie condemning Kanye West and Nick Fuentes. Where do your loyalties lie, Salt? Where do your loyalties lie? Then, our Kanye is turned into a Holocaust remembrance server. Then, they will do it. And for the finale, Elon happening. Okay, let's get into it, shall we? First, Poll News Central posted this, and I would never have seen it otherwise. I would never have known. The Kanye Parler deal, the happiest day of Kanye's life, has been flushed down the drain. It was the kikes. I know it was the kikes. Know it. Also, YouTube removed the Kanye interview. They don't want Kanye up there. I took myself out of it, and they still took it down. So it was 100% auto-filtered Kanye interview. That Kanye interview is not allowed on YouTube. Not allowed. Too anti-Semitic. Not allowed. Man, imagine someone at YouTube putting that into the algorithm. Not allowed. This video is not allowed. Crazy. Censorship. Insane. No strike. Just deleted. Just removed. Can't have that. Alex Jones, Kanye, talking about Jews. Not allowed. Deleted. It was all automatic. I don't think it was the trannies at all. I think it was just an automated algorithm. Removing all Kanye-related material. Scrubbing it from YouTube. Yes. We know all about the curation, don't we, guys? All about it. Okay, into the actual show today. This one's for Salt. This one's for you, buddy. This one's for you. Where are your loyalties? Pledge allegiance to ye. Pledge allegiance. You will put her down, won't you, Salt? You'll put her down softly, won't you? Here we go. Let's hear what she has to say, Salt.
Well, I don't know Kanye West. I've never met him in person, but I did see some of that interview on Alex Jones a few minutes before we got started, and I was concerned about some of the statements being made, and Nick Fuentes being there as well. The anti-Semitism, that has got to stop. It is out of control. That we...
It's got to stop. No, that's the best part.
We have no place for that anywhere in politics or anywhere in our country. Just like Ilhan Omar should be held accountable for her hate Israel views and how anti-Semitic she is.
Free Palestine.
We should not allow it. And, you know, here's a really interesting thing. They're trying to blow this whole thing up and lay it on President Trump. President Trump had no clue who Nick Fuentes is. He had no clue who those...
Where'd you find this guy?
...people were that came with Kanye West. And so it's really unfair to point the finger at President Trump, and it's completely wrong. And the Democrats and the media, the mainstream media, are completely ignoring the fact that Joe Biden goes home every weekend. And while we have a White House log telling us who the visitors are that go to the White House every single day when Joe Biden is there and who visits with him and meets with him, we have no log or visitors log or any information of who goes to his house in Delaware when he's at home every single weekend. 25% of the time that he has been in office, he has been at that house in Delaware, and we don't know what's happening. But we did see a really weird news story this past week where the rental cars that the Secret Service rented and drove Biden, Joe Biden, President.
Man, this is expert question dodgy by Marjorie, man. Holy fuck. Oh, on another note, remember those cars that melted with Biden's security guard? Yeah, what about those guys? Anti-Semitism? What? What? We were talking about that?
President Biden and his family around that weekend when they were back home in Delaware visiting with we don't know who and doing what. We have no idea. He's our president. We don't know what he's doing.
Sucking China's dick.
And who he's meeting with. But those same cars, when they were returned to the airport, miraculously and magically and mysteriously combusted into flames and created a massive fire there in the parking lot, close to huge...
Like multiple cars, too, not just one, like more than one. Strange.
Gasoline reserves with jet fuel there for the next at the airport, very close to there. So why isn't the media asking those questions? But yet,
because anti-Semitism, Marjorie. Anti-Semitism? Wow, she dodged that. Fuck. First post is a Romanian saying, "Can someone please explain to me why saying I love Hitler results in international news coverage and getting canceled when saying I love Stalin or I love Mao Zedong results in zero engagement and is sometimes even encouraged?" Yeah, I mean, really? Remember that guy that was on Fox and he had that picture of fucking Stalin? And then they're like, "Please move your camera." And so he moved his camera. And there on the other side was fucking child pornography art. Like child fetish art, you know? Fucking. But saying I like Hitler is evil. That's the bad juju, I guess. Like, fuck. This man loved children. This man loved the family. He wanted to protect the Aryan family. What's so bad about that? Fuck. Hated evil Jews. They were evil. They were pure fucking evil. They still are. Just look around you. And you wonder why Hitler did it? You wonder why he did it? All questions are answered by merely looking and observing. Hitler fought Satan, the entire world. You know, think back, man. He really was fighting a global cabal. Really. We still are. Except now the Jews control trillions of dollars instead of millions. This leaf says, "Israel first it is," then it looks down like you've chosen your side, Marjorie. You've chosen your side. Just put her down slow, Salt. Put her down slow. She's like, "Where's Milo? Where's Milo?" He's hiding off in the sidelines while he goes ballistic on Hitler. About Hitler? Whatever. This America says, "Why does she love the synagogue of Satan so much? Makes me question whether she's truly Christian at all, or just LARPs as one for money or something." This America says, "Green text, never trust a woman in politics." This is becoming a natural law at this point. I like women in politics, you know, Carrie Lake, etc. But fuck. Why can't people just admit that Hitler was awesome? Just admit that he was amazing. This guy was posting a thread about the Goyim Defense League, and I told him that three of those dudes are in jail. He's like, "No, they're not. I bet you don't even know their names." Let's enlighten this bitch. Let's enlighten him. Jason Brown. Here, I enlightened him. I'll put to my avatar. Okay, I had to fucking educate that nooblet. That nooblet doesn't even know shit. Fucking been watching the Goyim Defense League for like 10 years, bitch. Lurk for two at least. Okay, on to the next thread. Ah, Kanye has turned into Holocaust Remembrance Server. First off, why the fuck are you surfing Reddit? Also, thank you for bringing it here so we could shit on it some more. Okay. they're just posting Holocaust shit. Look at, this is Christina in the sweater she wore for 14 months while hiding in the sewers from Nazis. She was 7 years old. Are you guys picturing her crawling through human shit as well? I am. Crawl through that human shit, you fucking filth. Fucking filth, you are the filth. Nah, in reality, she was relaxing in some house with another Jew while they murdered other Jews because they just betray their own. They're fucking evil. They're evil little pieces of shit. And they fucking rub it in your face for 77 years. God damn it. What's the difference between a cow and the Holocaust? Can milk the Holocaust for 77 fucking years. First post is finishing on saying, "Reddit being Lee heckin' based as usual. Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks." This American says, "You want to know how I could tell you're from Discord? The screenshot with the fucking timestamp, maybe? Maybe? Everyone that posts here is fucking retarded and a faggot and a tranny. So, just, it is what it is, man. We start with the low and we work up to make the show amazing and awesome and not boring. I mean, if I started with the best stuff, fuck, what would I work up to? That would be anticlimactic now, wouldn't it? Poor baby. I'm surprised the sweater wasn't worn to rags. Because it's fake, you dumb shit. It's fake. It's all made up. It's a fucking fabricated story. It's the shoes. It's the shoes. You gotta make them feel it. It's the fucking shoes, man. It's about sending. It's gotta send a message, okay? You gotta make them feel it. You gotta pile those shoes up, okay? On a fucking piece of slanted wood, so it looks like there's more than there actually are. All lies, guys. It's all lies. Think that's a room full of shoes? No, it's like one. It's literally one shoe thick of shoes. Because there were no dead people. There was no Holocaust. They added a fucking chimney to Auschwitz. Gotta add that chimney. They were burning Jews. Non-stop, 24/7. Gassed them, they burned them. Fuck. They had a whole goddamn assembly line of killing Jews. Yet they all survived somehow. Somehow they survived all to this day. It was the America saved them all from the Nazis. Yay, America! Look at God bless America. Wow. This is the maternity ward of Auschwitz. It's a curious way of annihilating Jews by allowing them to reproduce. Doesn't sound like an extermination camp. It sounds like a work camp, doesn't it? Sounds like a work camp. Doesn't it? Like, we're gonna make these people work, and if they die, you know, whatever. I'm not saying it was pleasant, but I'm not saying it was a fucking literal slaughterhouse. It wasn't they weren't, like, lined up to the slot, which is what it should have been. It's what it should have been. should have, but it wasn't. Yeah, just what a weird double standard it is when someone could have a picture of Stalin or Mao. And nothing. Silence. And Yi merely says, I like Hitler. I like the man and some of the things he did. And I love Jews and I love everybody. But I do also love Hitler. I don't hate that person. Cancel him. He's literally mentally insane. But Shapiro's like, he's going to commit suicide. You'll see. They're going to Mossad this man. They're going to kill this guy. Whatever. Next thread. Next thread. Next thread. They will do it. Ben Shapiro and other Jewish influencers are already suggesting that he might, quote, commit suicide, unquote, after his latest criticism of Jewish power. Is Mossad planning to attack Yi? Yes. Probably planning to attack Trump, too. Just take them all out. Put DeSantis in there, the nice safe candidate. Wow. They will risk it. We told you he would get suicided. Oh, man. What would be the best is if they tried to do it and failed. They tried and failed. How awesome would that? It would be so hard to fail now, though. So many ways. Don't fail. Here's a web image. Let's see him say it.
I would not be surprised, God forbid, something should happen, that Ye should do something to himself, given his behavior. I mean, I would not be surprised.
His behavior? What behavior? Being incredibly based? I've never seen a more sane man in my life, Ben Shapiro. He would never kill himself. This American says, it's honestly hilarious seeing how fucking insanely evil they are and how obvious and retarded the average goy is to it. Really? Really? This guy? Kanye is like, I like Hitler. And all the Jews are like, what? He might actually kill himself. He might actually kill himself. Like, are you kidding me? How did the normies are fucking retarded, man. The normies are retarded. Ben Shapiro, he may kill himself. He may kill himself. He may do it. I'm looking right in the camera. He may do it. Oh my God. They are literal demons. This American says, I hope Yi has loads of hired guns. It would be hilarious to see him foil an attempt and counter the assassin cowards. Yeah, it'd be crazy if someone was almost assassinated, yes. This American says, if anything happens to Yi, I'm paying my local synagogue a visit for some prayer and crumpets, some Christ church. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say it. Don't look at me, FBI. Don't look at me. It's a joke. It's a joke. Disavow peace and love and tranquility. She never even said those words in correlation with a synagogue. I'm already on the radar. This is not good. This is not good, guys. Fucking joke. Calm your tits. No violence. We don't need violence. We need peace and love and real life activism that like Handsome Truth and Kanye are doing. Completely sane individuals who only want love and peace. This America says Islam is the way. I cannot forgive Christianity for giving Jews a place to live. Yeah. Just stone everyone that is breaking the rules. That woman that's being a slut, stone her to death. Fuck that bitch. Blessed Sharia law, or whatever the fuck. Blessed lowlies. That's the religion of pedophiles. Islam. This is the pedophile religion. You want to marry a little girl? Go Islam, bro. You get free lowlies. Want a lowly? $2,000 lowlies. Want to marry my daughter lowly? $2,000. Very cheap lowlies. Very cheap. Here's a cow. Thank you for the lowly. Blessed be Muhammad. Blessed be his name. This Denmark Anon says, please make him a martyr. Or make your destruction faster. I don't know. I don't know if we've reached martyr stage yet. He would have to say more to more people. People need to be already getting riled up. And then he is assassinated. That is a martyr. He's not big enough yet. Half the normies think he's goddamn insane. Yeah, but I'm never going to say he's crazy. The man's a goddamn genius. The man's fucking a fucking force of nature. Everything he's saying is true. He's a fucking Power Ranger. I don't know. I support the man in everything he does. Okay, onto the finale thread. Elon dropping the files. Yes, Elon banned Yi. I guess I'll talk about that. Elon banned Yi. Dude, Tim Cook has Elon Musk by the fucking balls. Okay? That visit to Apple headquarters, I think we can all... I was listening to Sargon of Akkad, and Sargon of Akkad said one of two things happened. Either one, Elon went there and flexed his dick on Tim Cook. Or two, Tim Cook flexed his JFK dick on Elon. Okay, like you're going to do what we say or you're going to get killed. Okay, either that happened, or Elon said he was going to make a new iPhone or something. Okay, and I think it was the, you know, we're going to kill you if you don't do what we say, Elon. Spoilers. Good talk. Tim Cook out. I think that's what happened. Okay. I really think that's what happened. Because, I don't know, man. Elon banning Kanye for posting a swastika picture? That seems very extreme. Even for Elon. Tim Cook has Elon by the balls. I have no doubt in my mind anymore that Tim Cook has Elon by the balls. I also think that Elon was going to drop this Hunter Biden stuff today. And he didn't want the Kanye stuff to ruin it or overshadow it or whatever. He just wanted more legitimacy behind this. I think that had a bit to do with it as well. So I don't know. I guess we're gonna go into this without all that Kanye bias, guys. Let's go into this with a little bit of kindness towards Elon and the struggle he is wading through right now. Okay. We don't know the full story with the Kanye suspension yet. Give it a little bit of time, guys. Give it a little bit of time. Okay, we got the whole, I don't really want to read it out. I mean, it's stuff we already fucking know, okay? So big spoilers, guys. We were right again. Fuck, we're always right. Does it get tiring being right all the fucking time? Whatever. Okay, the White House had direct control over Twitter. Not only the Democratic White House, but Trump's White House as well, supposedly. And they were sending them requests to remove stuff heavily. Celebrities and unknowns could be removed at the behest of a political party. But then it goes on to say that those systems that were used then in 2020 were even more broadly used with the Hunter Biden emails, but it wasn't even government pushed, which is apparently scary or something. That there wasn't even the government pushing it. It was just Twitter employees being Karens. And, you know, they were all connected. They were all talking to each other. They were all doing the coordination. Twitter was talking with Facebook, who was talking with iPhone, which was, all of that's illegal. That's all coordination. That's not legal. You're not allowed to do that. All those laws need to be expounded upon. I mean, really, guys, we're in such a goddamn corporate welfare system. We need to go back to capitalism. Where's capitalism at? Capitalism. Capitalism. Hello. Where are you, capitalism? Nowhere to be fucking found. break all of these companies into like 20 companies, okay? Break Google into 5 companies, break iPhone into 5 companies, break Google into another 5 companies because they're like 20 companies, break fucking Facebook into 20 companies. Fuck, just break all these big businesses and all these companies and do not allow them to talk to each other, okay? Dumb. They all need to compete in an open market. It's how capitalism wins. It's how we all win. It's the society. Capitalism. Actual, true capitalism. Apparently, the decision to remove the laptop was made at very high levels of Twitter without Jack Dorsey's knowledge. Wow, big surprise. Jack Dorsey was a fucking cuck at Twitter. Jack Dorsey was a literal cuck, bitch. He just sat there with his billions of dollars and was like, more drugs, please. Can't even feel existence anymore. I like this. More drugs, please. The guy seems like a psychopath. He's a fucking blank state. Weird. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. There is no freedom of speech. Man, Section 230 and the way it applies to companies is not correct or factual or the right way it should be done. If you act like a publisher, you don't get free speech protections. It's not... Section 230 doesn't work correctly. It needs to be reformed or... I don't think it should be abolished, but it needs to be reformed and corrected. Updated for a current generation. I guess I'll end the show on that. Reform Section 230, please. Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day. That's the show. Please like, comment, subscribe. I guess before we log out, we'll see what this guy has to say in response to me giving him that dude's name. This dude says no. Just because you don't like it doesn't make it not true, buddy. I'm sorry. It's true. It's Jason Brown, bro. It's Jason Brown. It's Jason Brown, buddy. This guy right here. Jason Brown. He's arrested for stealing that dude's phone. And this is Arian Bacon. He is fled to Poland for hitting a faggot. And this is the leader of the alt-right group of Florida or something. Yeah, he was arrested with this guy. Yeah, they were in jail. Sorry. It's the truth. It's the kikes. They own all of them. The lawyers and stuff. It's bad. It's a felony for stealing a phone, I guess. Crazy. Imagine taking someone's phone, smashing it on the ground, and they give you felony burglary. What the fuck kind of Jew lawyering is that? Insane. In fucking sane. They're gonna take away Kanye's kids. They're gonna take them away. They're gonna put them in a crazy house and pump them full of pills. Please subscribe. Subscribe! Do it! Subscribe. And hit the like button. It helps. I love you. Goodbye.
Oh, no.